Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And James. What's happened here? Tom's gone.
Tom's terrified.
Tom is dead. Long live the Tom. James, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome. Are you nervous about filling Tom's shoes? That's a big job.
Well, I've heard he's got quite small feet, so I think I'll be okay.
This is true. And he is terrible at fantasy football, so I'm sure you'll be absolutely fine. But yeah, we're here with James. We're talking through this week. Tom, unfortunately, can't be with us.
He's on his world
very
tour.
Sadly. He's not dead. I started that as a eulogy. He's gigging tonight. On his world tour, did you say?
Yeah, yeah.
He's on his world tour, which just happens around the Berkshire and Greater London area. But yeah, he can't be with us tonight. And what a great loss that would be. Not for football. Just for us and Iron Brew sales.
For comedy.
More than anything. But let's get into fantasy football. And James, what about you? Who do you support? Because Tom's obviously an Arsenal fan. Are you a fellow Premiership football fan?
I am not. Hopefully will be a Premiership fan one day. But I follow Derby County.
Derby, so, you laughed as you said it, which is always a good sign. But Derby are doing well, then.
Yeah, so top of the league at the moment.
Think you'll go back up?
Possibly. It's a long season. Very competitive league.
We talked about this before. Sometimes we were saying it could be easier being a Championship fan, or your club being in the Championship, League One, League Two, or whatever, doing fantasy football, because you've got no bias. Because if Derby are in there and you see those three letters DER, you're thinking, I want to put them in out of loyalty. But you have none of those ties.
No, you can be quite objective, I think, with the players here.
Exactly, because Ash struggles with that massively. Ash's brother definitely struggles with that, putting like three. If you've got three West Ham players in your team in an ordinary season, you're doing something wrong.
I don't put any in. I refuse. Because the only time I've done really well is the season where West Ham weren't in the league. And I did really well because I didn't have the conflict anymore.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, no, unless, I don't know, something amazing happens.
Well, this season would have been the season to have West Ham play. If you have had Sacco for the last 6 weeks, you'd be laughing.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe, No, I just have to keep them separate. Because if I start putting West Ham players in, we're going to bottom of the league.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sacco's the annoying one. Every week, I think, I'm going to put him in. His form, going to put him in. And you just think, nah, he won't do it again. He won't do it again. And the little bastard does it again every single time. but yeah, your team, James, where are you in the league at the moment then?
So, top of the league.
Not Derby, this.
Oh,
fancy
okay,
football.
Fancy football.
You fucking wish you were top of the league.
So, I'm 51st. I'm up from 53rd this week. So,
riser. Well, Tom's 110th, so we've instantly upgraded.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I'm twice as good.
And did you have a good fantasy football week this week?
Not the best, no. So 39 points this week.
That's mine as well, I think. Okay. Like, we both went with Aguero captain, I think.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's where it all went horribly wrong. How did your week go, actually, Ash?
Yeah, well, 36, so about the same, but I made a total fuck-up. One of my defenders had a Swansea defender. Right. And who I put as last substitute by accident, because I meant to put him on for the West Brom guy, but right at the last minute, I must have got the kits, you know, just when I looked at the squad, must have thought it was
like
him.
That's like a Ferguson excuse, the kits.
No,
it was grey, it blended
in. Oh, for fuck's sake, yeah, but the thing is, I put the rest of my Swansea players in, so I've done them all at the same time, and I was like, well, I'm definitely not putting West Brom in this week. And then as the scores started rolling in, I was like, yeah, this is cool. What the fuck is he doing there? And then the Swansea defender scored as well, so got about a million points. Fucking disaster.
Oh, really? Why? Who scored for Swansea? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Oh. They were playing... They won, because it was on our bet, which we talk about later.
Yeah.
But, so that's why you had 36. So you probably would have... You'd have been further ahead of me, obviously, because it's very close between us. But the other big talking point, I guess, at the moment is big-name strikers, because it's an ongoing saga. It trends every single Friday night and Saturday morning. Is Diego Costa.
Yeah.
So have you got Costa, James, on your side?
I do, yes.
Is he on the bench, or did you just put him in and hope that he starts?
After the first 8 weeks where he was 75% chance of playing, 50% chance of playing, he played every single game. I've kept the faith and kept him in, but the last 2 weeks, obviously, a non-starter.
So. I question those percentages of fitness. Bearing in mind they only operate in multiples of 25, it's already a warning sign for me. No doctor only works on those multiples. But yeah, and I don't know, obviously, Diego Costa, now that's 2 weeks, if you've had him, which I have as well, of having an £11 million striker scoring 0 points for you. And so it kind of begs the question, like, is it time to get rid of him? If he plays a week and he scores 2 goals, he's just another striker who scores 2 goals you didn't have. You can always bring him back in if you keep the money. So I'm pretty tempted to get rid of him. Are you going to get rid?
I think I'm going to hold him for another week. So I think if he comes back in next week, then I'll keep holding and we'll go from there. But yeah, I think another week if he doesn't play, then he's going to come out.
You're like a battered wife. He'll change. You promise me he'll change. Just one more week.
It's a bit weird because his injury status, I think it's gone down to 50%.
Yeah.
He's there. That dark orange, whereas before, when he was like to quote unquote dead.
Yeah.
When he had Ebola, he was only yellow.
Yeah.
But now he's gone. Now he's injured and not playing at all.
Yeah.
He's still only 50%.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far he has to go before he's really out, before he gets to red.
Well, for the good of podcasting, I've already made my change this week.
Really?
Just so we can talk about it, because I figure I'm a bloody good bloke like that. I'll do that. I've got rid of him. Costa's out. Costa is no more. And I've brought in Mr. Wilfred Bonny.
Ah, yeah, yeah. He scored twice.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, after his double. So I brought him in.
Mm.
Tom mentioned it on Twitter midweek. He flies under the radar a lot, scores a lot of goals. He came with a heavy price tag, but he delivered in his first season. He is a great player. Swansea seem to be playing quite well. And I just figure there's money in the bank. Not Tom style money in the bank, where he seems to accumulate £10 million just to look at it. He's like to dive in it like Scrooge McDuck or something. Yeah. But so I've brought in Wilfred Bonny. So Costa is gone. I've had enough of this on again, off again relationship with Costa. It's done.
What's the price of, can you remember off the top of your head, how much Bonny was?
Bonny was, I think, in the 8 to 9 million region, I think. Yeah. So I already had about 0.4, 0.5 in the bank, add on top of that. So there's a good few million in there where, if Bonny plays well, which means my front line's now Aguero, Bonny and Berahino.
Yeah, oh nice.
Which means that money can then be spent on a midfielder to upgrade, maybe back to Sanchez, to be honest with you, who now seems to be playing the role that we thought he was going to.
Yeah, to start with in the central, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of my plan, I think.
Hijacking the discussion, I was thinking about this during the week. What do we think? Because he's obviously going to go, he's obviously going to get poached. Berahino.
Yeah.
Well, how much do you reckon he's worth? What do you think he'd get sold for?
Good question.
thank you.
Depends who buys him.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, I think if he goes to one of the big clubs to sit on the bench, you know, you could get 20, 25 million for him, I think.
Yeah.
But if he goes to perhaps a Tottenham or...
a much smaller club.
Yeah, a Tottenham, maybe Liverpool.
I think they're the two clubs that stand out to me that will go for a player like that.
So I think maybe 15, perhaps 15, 17.
I just don't... Because I don't want him to go, because the whole bullshit of, you know, we're a big club, or we just take your players and there's nothing you can do about it. But he's like an England under-21 international.
Scored at England under-21. I know,
yeah, and he scores... So it's like, his value, it's got to be really high, hasn't it? So you think, what is he, like, realistically?
Well, when you put it into, you know, the economics of it, there's a book, have you read a book called Soconomics?
Oh, no.
I haven't read it all yet. You'd love it. It's unbelievable. It's all about this kind of thing. And, like, if he gets an England cap, his value instantly changes. And obviously he's looking at getting towards that. But if you compare it to a young player on the verge of an international call-up, so Liverpool looking at him, it's not too different from the Lallana situation pre-summer, really, at a smaller club. He's had one good season coming into another one. I think 15, 20 million is what you'll pay for an English player that talent, which is mental when you look at, although he hasn't performed, Balotelli cost 16 million and was Italy's starting striker in a World Cup. Granted, he's also a head case.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and he's already doing some very Balotelli things. But I think Liverpool seems to stand out to me. They've shown how much they miss Sturridge when he's injured.
Yeah.
Who knows how Balotelli, if he'll even stay there, I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose, because I can't see them selling him, well, realistically, for under 25 million, which seems a lot.
It is a lot.
But then again, to Liverpool or someone like that, is it really a lot? I don't suppose so.
No, Spurs is the other obvious one, I think. Soldado, the experiment hasn't worked.
No.
Adebayor is just a dick. So it's kind of... I'd like to see out the season for West Brom, personally.
Oh, yeah, it'd be terrible, I think, if someone brought him.
Yeah, so I'd like, and also, I quite like West Brom, I don't mind them, so, and I was rooting them against Man United.
Mm.
We're at 9 minutes, I thought we got to the 9 minute mark, and we haven't mentioned West Ham beating Man City, so.
I nearly interjected about eight times.
Go for it.
Well, because obviously I've got a bit of a love hate relationship with Allardyce. And so people like that Shabs tweeted me in saying like, oh, surely you must love him now.
Yeah.
The person you called, I think I called him a northern bastard or something.
Mm.
Oh, but it's so, I don't know. It was amazing. And I don't know how much Allardyce really had to do with it, but we were fucking immense.
That was a great game.
Really good. Like, it was a really good game. And for at least an hour, we smashed them. I mean, for the last half an hour, they destroyed us. And I mean, we didn't touch the ball. But we looked really good. Like, playing some really nice football was really good. Even Can't Control looked quite good when he came on at the end.
Yeah.
So it was quite good.
And this is all still with Andy Carroll to come back. So
yeah, and I think people are saying, will he get into the team? I think the way they're playing now, where they've got the sort of diamond and they play it into the middle, then go out wide and cross it in. I think Carroll could fit into that system.
Yeah.
Obviously, he'd have to sort of wander about in the middle of it, and he can't really, he hasn't got that brilliant like sort of control and movement. But it's whether, it's then the question of, is he going to come back? Nolan's back. They get Demel back in instead of Cresswell, and then they just start lumping the ball up the pitch again.
Yeah.
It's, it seems hard to think that they're going to change the winning formula, but...
Is it true that Andy Carroll's got a reading age of an 11-year-old?
It is now. It is now, yeah.
My favourite, I don't know how true this is either, my favourite Andy Carroll story is that before he joined Liverpool, he got injured as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
And apparently it was because he was in a casino, was stood on a sort of, not a high chair, a stool,
yeah,
I think is the word, and... was doing shots of Jägermeister, was in Jäger bombs on a stool in a casino, and fell off and broke his leg, or badly hurt it.
Amazing. He was on, like, when he got injured, he was under, like, house arrest with Kevin Nolan. He had to live with Kevin
Nolan. Oh, of course
he
was, yeah, yeah.
And now he's got the reading age of an 11-year-old. That's fact. Yeah, it's, if anyone can tweet a picture of Andy Carroll sitting on the bench reading The Sheep Pig by Dick King Smith, it would really make our week. But you've got players to come back who are good players in ability-wise, but... Mm. Like I say, you don't want to go back to the old-fashioned way that you were playing. That's the thing, really.
I think if they carry on playing like this, it'll be amazing. I mean, it's really good. And I don't think... I'm sure there are some fans that do, but it's not like a personal thing against Allardyce. I could be won over. If we played like this for a little while...
But you don't
longer.
Want to be one of those fickle, hypocritical fans as well, who in October's going, oh, he's actually a genius. And then in April, you're back to 15th playing shit football and going, I've never liked him.
Yeah, exactly. And the... The commentators, is one of the classic things where the commentators say on TV have been saying, oh, where are the critics now?
Yeah,
but earlier in the season we were bottom of the league or right near the bottom. We couldn't do anything.
I hate that, though. Yeah. I've had that when I've criticised players at my side, even worse than Derby County, Heart of Midlothian. And, like, you criticise a player and then they score a peach of a goal from 30 yards and they go, ha, what do you think now? Well, I still don't like him. He scored a tremendous goal and I'm going to congratulate him on it, but I'm not going to suddenly go, oh God, you were bloody right. Like, you're still a critic. You're just a quiet one because they're playing well.
Because the guy, because they weren't, I didn't see the game obviously because it's Scottish football, but didn't they draw 1-1 in the derby?
Oh, we didn't deserve it, yeah.
Yeah, mate, he's got that mental goal. Half, yeah, it's really good.
Oh, it's about, honestly, I know you exaggerate.
I do not.
Anyway, but football fans in general, but honestly, we're looking at 40 yards. His centre half just walks up, leathers it, and celebrates like he does it every week. Never scored a goal in his career.
Who was he doing the... Because didn't he do the hand to the ear thing?
Yeah.
Who was he doing that at?
I think he's just a Hulk Hogan fan.
Oh.
So he just went...
Did he rip his shirt off just after?
Exactly, yeah, he did. And the theme tune came over.
Yeah.
I am a real... Yeah, it was like, we managed to get wrestling into almost every single podcast. And on that note, Tom actually let us know... Tom, the big wrestling fan, let us know. He's made changes this week. He's brought Pella in.
Yeah.
About 6 weeks too late.
Yeah. And, classic. It's just getting alluring.
Yeah. Well, who's this Pella fella? And he's taken out Downing for Sanchez.
Taken out Downing?
Oh, so he spent the money. The money in his bank he's actually spent.
Oh, fair enough.
But I think Sanchez is quite a shrewd move. He seems to be happy again and playing again and scoring again.
It just depends. It's Arsenal have got that midfield. You just never know.
No, you don't.
It's the conundrum. Where are they going to play? You're like, next week, it could literally be... He's dropped him, put Arteta in up front.
And Flamini's playing and...
And someone will come back from injury because they've got 1,000 midfielders. Definitely not an exaggeration to say they've got 1,000 midfielders.
They've still got
injured.
Walcott to play.
Yeah.
So there are players. And Kim Kallstrom, where's he? Whatever happened to Kim Kallstrom?
Oh, yeah.
He's there somewhere.
No, he must have gone in the summer, hasn't he?
I don't think he's just holding Theo Walcott's hand somewhere. I think he's there. You wouldn't leave if you're getting the pay to play there.
Is he heading up their injury ward?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just playing. He's playing the Championship Manager 96-97 when he was good.
Yeah.
He was a hero on that. And then tonight, obviously, because we record this on a Tuesday, we'll have a quick chat about the tournament. Is it futile, isn't it? The Capital One Cup.
The Tournament of Dreams?
Yeah, for you guys, probably. Is that what it is, though? Is that like... Because obviously, in Scotland, the League Cup doesn't even have a European place attached to it. So I really went hard to go out of it. I'm genuinely happy. If we get to the semi-finals, I'm like, okay, we'll try to go at winning the trophy. But otherwise, I couldn't give a shit. But for Derby and West Ham fans, it's still a big tournament.
So Derby play Fulham tonight.
Yeah.
Still in it. Placing the quarterfinals up for grabs. So, yeah. Major interest to me at the moment.
Yeah.
You sound dead passionate about it.
It sounds like the manager after the game. Interviewing for the job.
He's not sure when this is going to get played. So when they've been knocked out, he can sound like, oh, yeah, well, I didn't give a fuck anyway.
Derby top, Fulham towards the bottom. I think a win for us tonight.
What no one else can see is that James actually wearing a sheepskin coat. So he's really got into character. better. But do West Ham fans, they must. Do you still care about that tournament? You must do.
I think so. I think it's a bit annoying when like the clubs don't, I think is what kills it. It's not the fans. People make out as if it's the fans not caring.
Yeah.
But it's the clubs. If they put out joke teams, I think that you've got the problem where the good teams put out rubbish. The good clubs put out rubbish teams.
Yeah.
So no one cares about it. And then say if you're a team like West Ham and you do put good teams, what happened last season happens. You put a decent squad out for a few games, and it's quite cheap to go and watch the game, so you go, and then you get quite far, and you get to like the semis, and you play Man City, who suddenly play a proper team,
yeah.
And then you're dunked out, and you've lost 11-1 or
except
whatever.
For the goalkeeper. They have that in their contracts now, keepers, I think. They're like cup keepers.
Yeah, exactly. But even then, it's like, the you know, like Real Madrid, oh cool, they've got their cup keeper in. Who is it? Casillas, oh brilliant.
I know, yeah.
Like, yeah, oh good.
You get cup competitions in the fantasy football as well, don't you? Like,
yeah, yeah.
One that happens. Have we had the first?
No,
one
it starts after Christmas. It's
does
game
it?
Game week 18, I think, is qualification.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big pressure.
Yeah, it's good. The season I finished 87th. That I've mentioned before.
No.
I got really far on it, and then ended up getting the same point. It was on a week where I got about 110 points, and somebody else got the same. And somehow I got knocked out of it.
Why? What did they do?
I can't remember, but I was well pissed off.
That's bullshit.
I know. Especially as everyone else in the mini league I was in, I'd smashed. It was a really good week. And I was like, oh, yeah, and look at them. You know, sometimes the scores don't update for ages.
Yeah.
The other guy had about 50 points. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then I think his captain like got bonus, double, off the bench. Points going crazy.
Yeah, good captain. Like the Aguero captaincy. Did you have Aguero, James, last week as well?
I did. I didn't have him. I put him in after his four goal.
I had him as captain for that. For that week,
yeah,
so, and then the bastard.
You had him as vice captain, didn't you? Didn't he? Like,
I had Costa as captain.
Yeah,
but that's because I still wasn't sure about the. You studied.
he knows his shit. But onto our league, actually, we should say a bit of a rundown.
We've got Brian Coates still in the league. Brian Coates, Johnny McLaren, who again still sounds like a cartoon character. And Mark Saunders, they're still at the top there. A new name in the top five is Dennis Hazard. I don't know if he's a relative of Eden. I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, it's brother.
Camden Cush, they're in fourth. And the best week, it was a really low scoring week this week.
It was really.
The best sort of scoring on the first page was 63 points, was Swedgy Blinker, who I quite liked.
Oh, that's a well good name.
So he broke into the top 10. And then you and me, Ash, only 1 point separate.
Still, after last week. But I don't know how, though, because we were 1 point different this week.
I took a 4 point penalty as well.
Oh, I see. And then you ended up with 5 points more than me.
Yeah, I took a penalty. And then Benji Waterhouse is in between us. There's a Benji Waterhouse sandwich.
A dream.
Going on.
That's what we've been planning.
That's what everyone wants. But yes, obviously you can still join the mini league. If you go on our website or our Twitter, you can at the Gaffer Tapes or thegaffertapes.com, you can still see the pin code. Some people have set themselves a challenge of joining now.
And they'll still probably beat Tom.
Exactly. Exactly.
Life
is. So yeah, he's not even here to defend himself. Yeah. But yeah, so you can still join and test yourself. And as Tom isn't here, I'm told there is a new format. Now that boring pundit, more like YouTube fun shit, isn't happening this week, it's being replaced for the week. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got a competition. So, it's going to be a quiz.
Right.
James versus Craig.
I love a quiz.
Yeah, battle to the death.
Okay, well, hang on.
Well, depends how seriously you consider suicide, I suppose.
Right.
And the stakes, yeah. I forgot to... Well, I was going to ask James, and then I said I decided not to, because if I ask him on air, he can't back out of it.
Yeah,
as long as it's not Fingers in the Gill, I don't mind.
Fingers in the Gill was a great game. And Jagged Little Gill. Jagged Little Gill, Fingers in the Gill.
So,
A Bitter Gill to Swallow.
A Bitter Gill to Swallow. There were quite a few.
Okay, so Craig, you're playing A Bitter Gill to Swallow.
Yeah.
No, so quiz in the next part, or the third part, and the loser has to change their Twitter icon, I don't know what you call it, Twitter picture?
Yeah.
To that of whatever your rival club is. So I guess Hibs and...
Forest,
yeah.
Can we go back to the battle to the death?
Yeah, it'd be incredible. It's like one of those things where someone says it, it's like, oh yeah, cool, I changed my Twitter pic. But then actually, if I had to change mine to a Tottenham thing, I don't think that'd be nice. No, especially, but it's quite good though, actually, because... you probably won't get many people looking at your Twitter this week.
I know, exactly. Twitter's not a happy stomping ground for me at the moment anyway.
It's probably quite good because you're probably not getting any abuse on there.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Yeah. So I'll have Hearts fans abusing me as well. My own fans. Like, who's this Hibs prick on Coach Street?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Amazing. Okay, so that's coming up. We'll be doing that, which I didn't agree to, but now I guess I have to.
Yeah.
And if I'm shitty, I'm quite nervous. I'm getting those nerves that you and Tom get.
Yeah, yeah.
You get
you'll see how difficult it is.
Yeah.
Every week with these ridiculous questions.
Right. So yeah. You're admitting they're ridiculous. Brilliant. Well, that's coming up in part two and or three to be revealed. We also obviously go through one of your teams that you've tweeted us. Go through some of your tweets. The Gaffer Gambler's back. And we do a little preview of the next game week. All coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Craig and James, not Tommy, couldn't make it. And it's time for tweets for my tweet.
Yeah.
I'm seeing if it catches on. It was. Tom's not here to sing it. But no, thank you very much. You've all been tweeting during the week at the Gaffer Tapes. We've had lots of tweets from some new people as well as some of the regulars. We had Andy Gibbons, Michael Cabrera from Los Angeles. Amazing. And at Waters from Sydney, they all offered their team for us to go through in part three, but they got beaten to it by someone. They can if you tweet in again, then we will try and do that for you next week if you do get us. It's all first come, first served. That's how we operate.
Yeah.
Unless we really like your name and can make fun of it.
Yeah.
Then you'll jump the queue. Daniel Rice tweeted in to say he wanted to join the league really late on, so like we say, you still can do that, see if you can catch Tom, and then once you've done that in a week, you can try and catch me and Ash. Jamie Hillen from Sydney also tweeted, he said he listens to it whilst he walks the dog. I don't know if that's a euphemism. If it is, then that's disturbing. But if not, thank you very much. He also said the YouTube game's really easy.
Everyone says that. It's bullshit.
So there's a guy in Sydney walking his dog.
He's never seen Premier football.
Who has to also concentrate on picking up dog shit with a plastic bag, and he still gets them ahead of you. You think it's easy as well, James, don't you?
I've really struggled with the YouTube thing.
Have you?
Yes.
I thought you would find it easy.
You know why? It's because James has got a struggle, like I do, with the pressure of being live on air on the UK's biggest fantasy football comedy podcast.
How?
Not walking through... The fields of Sydney.
Have you been to Sydney? So we have had lots of... And also, a lot of tweets about Diego Costa this week, like we said, from some of our regulars. Alan, Ryan, Sabs, our man Sabs in South Africa.
Yeah.
A lot of Willie, won't he, and Willie play. The Kaiser Soze rumour got out of hand for a little bit, like it did last week. And then Mike McGiven, the manager of Liftonville. He's one of our top 10 teams in the league. He finally got in touch this week. And we got a retweet from Tubes, from Soccer AM.
Big fan of the show, question mark.
Thanks to thanks to Stim Dog. Thanks to S-Bag.
Oh, S-Bag.
Stimmers. So Tubes gave us a cheeky retweet. I think he just his finger slipped or something. I don't know if he listens. But
just retweeting his buddy?
He was, but we were in it and it mentioned us.
Ah, I see.
That'll do.
Yeah, well that's more or less.
Yeah, it's the same as the Andy Carroll rumour.
Yeah.
Basically Tubes loved it. Basically Tubes wanted to come in this week.
Yeah.
But we had already booked James.
Yeah, exactly. And there was no way we'd jump in.
Very flattered.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's it. But no, if you do want to tweet us, then please do, at the Gaffer Tapes. And if you tweet us, as soon as you hear the podcast, we will go through your team on the part three when we do that. You got beaten to it by a Yeovil fan who we'll talk about a bit later. Or anything really, whether it's during the matches, through the betting tips, just to mock one of us, ideally Tom, then just tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, and also the pin number for the league still there if you do want to join in late on.
If you don't, I think we should round up all our fans, yellow card one of them each week, because they're not allowed to listen to the podcast anymore.
The yellow card, and then a red card, and then you're off the coach, and you have to go home. You pack your bags, and Brendan sends you off. That's it. There's so many loose references in it. But yeah, a lot of the tweets we get is about the betting, actually. Are you a gambling man, James?
I'm a very successful gambling man, yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Very successful.
Yeah, as long as the aim of gambling is to give all your money away to random people or to betting shops, I'm very successful.
Oh, I'm good at that. Yeah.
No, James is quite good. He's like you. I get some good tips and... Often I've said to people, you should follow these guys on Twitter.
That's dangerous. I don't want to lose people money. I'm going to have angry people saying they can't buy their kids Christmas presents or something because they've followed my tips.
Yeah, well, I mean, James has been quite generous in donating me money in his gambling thus far.
Yes, so. James is the famous other half of the barbecue story from the World Cup podcast.
That's correct, yes.
I still don't know. It was still mental.
Yeah.
Because James was like, so sure of it. He was like, I think you'll find the kickoffs at whatever time it was, at 9 o'clock. I was like, it's not James, it's not at 8.
Can we ask, because Tom and I have been plaguing us, why did you have £100 at a barbecue?
Well, because it's, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, the idea was we were going to go buy loads of meat before the barbecue, but we just...
How much meat?
About £100, roughly.
Yeah. That is a lot of meat. At Iceland.
Yeah, and then we ended up paying on a card, so that's why I had loads of cash.
Yeah.
There you go. That doesn't clear up anything.
Well, we all chipped in £100 for some meat.
So we just wanted some unicorn steak to throw on the barbecue and a griffin.
We all chipped in £100 for steak, and then when we got there, it was £8. So
yeah, it was okay.
Someone just paid contactless.
Someone just went to Iceland and picked up some party sausages. Yeah.
Actually, fairly heroically, James on the same night had a bet on the semi-final, and... It was, what was the bet? It was going to be 2-1?
It was a third place playoff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was 2-0 Holland, I think.
Yeah, it was 2-0 Holland.
It was 2-0 Holland.
And he could have cashed out.
I could have cashed out. I put on money to win back the money that I'd lost to Ash. So I basically put on, I think it was about 8-1, I put 50 quid on it.
Wowzers.
Yeah, so, and he was at 90 minutes... He could have cashed out for £390. Bear in mind, he'd already lost 100 plus the 50. All he had to do was cash out. And he was like, no, I don't think so. And everybody was screaming, was like, what is your problem? Just cash out. And he's like, something like...
Think of all the meat you could have bought.
Exactly. And then obviously they scored in the 92nd minute and lost the bet. He's just like, oh, well.
I've got so many of those sob stories for much less money.
Yeah.
And I get angry when it's £8. Like, oh, damn you, Paddy Power. Yet another Paddy Power plug on the gaffer text. But no, last week we... I always use £5 as an example, just because I think it's a nice small number. Obviously, if you want to bet more, more power to you. But last week on the podcast, I said that a threefold that kind of stood out was... a treble was Arsenal, Saints and Swansea, which came in at just over £4. I think £5 got you back £26.
Yeah.
Which was a nice one. They all came in. I did say you could swap Arsenal for West Brom. You didn't fancy it. Thankfully, if you didn't do that, good, because obviously they struggled. But that was a treble that stood out. I also tweeted on a... It seemed like an easy bet, to be honest with you. As soon as the first goal went in for Barcelona in the Clásico, I bet on over 3.5 goals and suggested that, because you could tell that it was going to be... Well, firstly, I was confident Real Madrid would win.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think that was quite an easy bet, to be honest with you, to watch that come in. There's a bit of money in that. But talking of the Clásico, it was quite a game, wasn't it? Despite the fact we had to watch the first 15 minutes of just Ida Good Johnson talking and Guillaume Bagger with headphones on.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. It was interesting to see what laptop Bagger got. It was a real highlight of it for me. People often, like, you know, I've got some friends who are Polish and things like that. And loads of times I've had to tell them that between 3 o'clock and 5:15,
yeah,
it's illegal to watch football in this country.
Yeah.
And it blows their mind every time. No one ever understands.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it before where a game started after the cup at 5 o'clock. That was amazing. The cut to the fake studio.
Yeah.
The game's on now! But you can't watch it.
They were one brainstorming session from having a Sabutio pitch. And just reenacting it. That would, if that had been suggested, it was awful. You were just, because all everyone was doing was they had that on and they had an illegal stream in front of them waiting for the real game to kick off, mainly. That's what I didn't have on because I'm a law-abiding citizen, but everyone else would have.
It's weird because we were sat in a pub and that had, you know, dodgy satellite.
Yeah.
And they were showing the 3 o'clock game. So we watched, I can't even remember what game it was now, the one that was on at 3 o'clock. That you can't watch in this country.
Yeah.
But then it got to 5 o'clock and they turned Sky on and then we weren't allowed to watch the football that we can watch.
Who would have thought a pub in Windsor would have that? Such a lovely place.
I know.
Unbelievable. But did you watch the Clásico, both of you?
I didn't know.
Oh.
Terrible. Oh, I did, yeah. Well, because I'm like a closet Barcelona fan.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, although it was a shame to see Real Madrid win it. I think when you look at their team, because people were talking about, I don't know what you guys think, people were talking about Sterling maybe going there.
Yeah.
I can't see it at all.
No?
I just think he's the wrong type of player for them. When you look at their players, they're all 6'2", quite like what Man United did, 6'2", sort of like stormtrooper, globonauts.
Yeah, the Bale-Ronaldo kind of mould, isn't it? Athletic, tall, good in the air, strong, like quick.
Yeah, and it's just like, they just like, get the ball, attack! And you could see it towards Barcelona at the end. When they're not playing when they're not quite, you know, up to that level where they're keeping the ball all the time
yeah.
and passing it around, they were just like totally flustered. You just got these giants just charging at you, just like rah, get out.
Marcelo is frightening.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
guy's unbelievable with the ball. Like he, like,
they're so good, all of them. Yeah. And you can see even from like Bale, now when you look at the pictures of him now and when yeah. he was at Tottenham, he looks like a totally different guy. He looks like he spends just all day.
And that's just the
bench
hair.
Pressing, yeah.
But Isco as well, he impressed me unbelievably. That guy can play.
Yeah, yeah. The whole team, they do look very impressive. I mean, against Liverpool, you saw it. They just totally toyed with them, didn't they?
Yeah, well, both teams to score in that was free money in the Clásico, as far as I'm concerned. Like, I think a lot of people had that. And to be honest, this week, in terms of the Gaffer Gambler, in terms of tips, there's a few games that I don't really fancy, like Liverpool away to Newcastle. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced they're going to win that game.
Oh, really?
After Newcastle's win at Tottenham.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I don't think Liverpool will fancy that game at all after drawing at home to Hull. There's a few other games that obviously there's the Manchester Derby,
yeah.
Which United fans will hope they can raise their game. There's just a few games I didn't really like, to be honest with you. So the only bet I've gone for here is a treble where £5 returns 22. On both teams to score, and I've got Newcastle, Liverpool, both teams. I know the odds have slightly increased there because Liverpool had a 0-0 last week.
Yeah, yeah.
But Newcastle, Liverpool, Everton, Swansea, and Stoke, West Ham. Again, normally West Ham would not fancy going to Stoke at all. I don't think that wouldn't be a game they'd fancy themselves in. But right now, I think West Ham can maybe not win, but they can score a goal anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're phased playing anyone in terms of scoring. So both teams to score, I think that's the only bets I really like, to be honest with you. But you said Derby away at Brentford.
Yep.
That's a nice bet.
Yep, so Derby fan, so Derby playing quite well at the moment. A little bit of a wobble at the weekend, but I think away at Brentford should be 3 points for us.
I think so, yeah. That should be. And it's a nice one to stick on your accumulator. Derby have won me some money this year, it should be said. And we do like to talk about the sack race here as well.
Yeah, well, because we sort of quite strongly tipped Pardew. Although it was at 9-1, which his odds still probably aren't now.
It was a great bet at the time, right. Because obviously it didn't happen. But if you catch a bet at 9-1 and then those odds reduce to, you know, evens, then it was still a shrewd bet. It just didn't quite happen.
Well, but someone's still not been sacked, though, have they?
No, and Pardew's still back out 16-1.
16-1?
Yeah, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that Tottenham result has changed the odds unbelievably. Because now Redknapp's still in there as favourite, despite a great result against Villa.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's Redknapp... Redknapp, Poyet, even Lambert and Irvin at West Brom are ahead of Pardew now. So Pardew looks pretty safe at 16-1, has to be said.
Lambert maybe, because they are terrible.
Well, yeah, you said this at the beginning of the season. They strung together those results and everyone was like, look at Villa. And you were like, it's a mirage. They're shit.
Yeah.
They're going to struggle. And you were right, it has to be said. They did struggle. Well, we have got, you'll like this actually. I had a look at what the odds were on Paddy Power, their special section. For teams staying, finishing top four.
Okay.
So obviously you get 200-1 on for Chelsea or something stupid.
Yeah.
Because they should romp that league. West Ham are at 33-1 to finish top four, because it's not going to happen.
Well, basically free money, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
So you're saying I can just, for every pound I give them, they just automatically, they're probably paying out already.
And the thing is, you'll probably finish second or third, so you'll be comfortable. You can cash out. Or don't. Do what James did. Just wait. Last game of the season.
Just wait, yeah.
Someone said to my wife the other day, they said, oh, God, it's good. West Ham are fourth. I think it was someone who didn't really know much about football. They said, oh, West Ham fourth. That'd be good, won't they? Get into the Champions League. That'd be good, won't it? And she was like, no, it'd be fucking embarrassing.
Wow. There you go.
I think that sums it up quite neatly.
Loyalty. But yeah. Southampton are 5-1 to finish top four.
Wow.
Horrible really? Odds. Horrible odds.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't back that. That's a horrible, horrible bet.
Yeah, well, I could see them. The thing is, I could see him doing it. So,
well, I guess they're showing a lot of faith, but I don't know. I think they'll. I think if Southampton finish top six, that's an incredible season. Like that's a great season.
Yeah. I think we see this kind of every other season or so. One of the lower clubs raises their game in the first half of the season. You know, gets to sort of 19-20 games, and then realizes actually we're quite safe.
Yeah,
rests on the laurels a bit. I think that'll be the Southampton story.
Yeah.
I expect them to finish 8th, 9th, 10th.
Which is a great season still.
Yeah.
If they get on the fringes of Europa League qualification, maybe a cup run, you know, they're the kind of side you could see winning a League Cup or an FA Cup final appearance. Southampton, good side. But I think top 4 at 5-1 is horrible value. That's horrible value.
Yeah,
that's and bad. I looked at Derby to win the league at top there, and you get 11-4.
Yeah, so not great odds. I don't think Derby will win it.
Do you know?
I think we're runner up or playoff contenders. I think
the playoffs are bastard.
It's I know. Well, QPR last year.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. There's no advantage to finishing third, really.
No, And we weren't far off second last year.
Well, the Scottish system 11 points changes it.
Between it's, us and sixth.
The only thing the Scottish system I think has got right, it's quite exciting in Scotland. So basically, there's only obviously a very small league. So you've got 12 teams in the Premiership and 10 teams in the Championship, and one team goes up down automatically. And then what happens is, in the Championship, fourth play third over two legs. The winner of that then plays second over two legs. And the winner of that then plays second last in the league above over two legs.
Oh my God.
So there's a reward for finishing
second. Yeah.
You don't have to play as many games. And the 11th team in the league above obviously get favoured for blah, blah, blah. It's obviously a money thing, but it's a bit fairer.
Oh, that's quite good. Yeah, I knew the four teams played each other. I didn't realise it was sort of staged up.
Yeah,
like
so fourth place have to play six games of football if they want to get promoted, which they should do. They finish fourth in the League of Ten and can get promoted. The whole league's embarrassing.
Yeah, plus six games is like half a Scottish season, isn't it?
That was the shit I used to get at school. People used to joke like, Craig, yeah, when you get relegated from the conference, don't you go in the Scottish Premiership?
And then that'd be a big step up.
And I'd be like, yes, yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Have they changed that yet, or is that still the same?
No, that's still the case. It is still the case, yeah. Well, no, there's the Ryman Premiership. But yeah, so Gaffer Gambler tips-wise, I will tweet from at the Gaffer Tapes some tips from lower than the Premiership leagues, because generally it's a lot easier to win when you do a bit of homework elsewhere, like James just said, Derby winning. But regrettably, Ash, for now, it's over to you, mate, when we start this hideous, hideous competition.
Yes. We haven't got a name for it, I've just realised. Spur of the moment, Craig, hit us.
Fingers in the gill!
You got caught with your fingers in the gill.
Yeah.
Okay, so, the loser, this is part one of the quiz, two-part quiz. Part two is going to be in part three.
Makes sense.
Yeah, keep it simple. Loser, next episode... Because we don't want to, because we can't, we can't change it after the show, or else everybody listening will know who's won or lost.
Right.
So next episode, Craig or James is going to have to live tweet their name change, or their badge change.
But how much do you hate Forrest? Do you hate them?
I don't like Forrest. No,
this isn't fair.
Secretly, he's a Forrest fan. This all up.
So where I grew up,
a
Derby, a Forest, or a Leicester fan. Or back in the day, it was 50% were Man United anyway. I tend to hate Leicester and Forest, quite avidly.
I don't believe him. Carry on, right?
just to interject, somebody the other day said, when you're talking about Man United fans, somebody near me said, I used to be a real big Man United fan. I mean, I still am a really big. He's just like a really big United fan. Well, not so much anymore because I just feel like I should really support someone on that elite level.
Wow,
I just thought it was like
the
amazing.
The ultimate insult.
Yeah. Well, I can't stand either of the Manchester teams. I lived in Manchester for 7 years, and when I first moved to Manchester, the city was red. People would wear city shirts, but they'd wear coats on top,
Yeah.
You'd see the collars occasionally.
It was fucking freezing.
when I left Manchester about 2 or 3 years ago, and, it was sort of 70% blue when I left. Yeah. I just thought, there hasn't been that big a change.
No, it wasn't population. Like a really convenient baby boom.
No, there hasn't been that big a change in the demographic of people that live in Manchester.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fair weather followers, I think, for City. And also working with City and United fans. They're just a horrible, horrible group of people.
So there's the takeaway. I think you might have to change your Twitter picture to a United one.
We will be recording the next podcast live in Manchester. So please do come and visit us. So that's the stakes. Okay. We're ready. Let's do it.
So, quiz. Fingers in the gill.
Right. How does it work?
Question goes to... first question goes to James.
Right.
This is about your rivals. That's the thing for this. So, James, which club was founded first, Derby or Forest?
I know the answer.
I'm going to have to say Derby because we're starting 12.
It's Forest.
Oh, you lose.
Forest County is the oldest Derby in the oldest Derby rivalry match in the history of football.
Oh, nice bit of knowledge there. Okay, so you're going to definitely know this one then. Who was founded first, Hearts or Hibs?
1874 Hearts.
Oh, bonus point. You're two up.
Woo! Okay. No, do I get a bonus point?
You get a bonus point for the year, yeah. Okay, James. Who's got a bigger capacity, Derby or Forest?
Derby.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the point. If you get to the nearest 1,000, tell me what it is.
28.
33. Biggest capacity, Hearts or Hibs?
Shit. Right, Hibs had a stadium expansion last year, and I think they now outdo us, so I think it's actually Hibs now who have the bigger ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
3-1.
I think their capacity... Do you know the capacity?
I do, yeah.
I think their capacity is around 20,000 now.
Yeah, bonus point. 20,420.
I've got a score. Come on!
What's the score? 4-1.
Yeah.
Okay, question 3. Okay, who's got the most overall wins in the Brian Clough Trophy, Derby or Forest?
That's not a thing. You can't make up a trophy.
I think Forest.
No!
Oh my god! Oh, this is
how
brilliant.
Many, Derby won it how many times for a bonus point?
18.
11. I think he is a Man United fan. Okay.
4-1 still, yes.
Who has got the highest UEFA ranking, Hearts or Hibs?
It has to be Hearts. Has to be Hearts.
Yes. They're not far off each other.
No.
What is your world ranking?
Oh, fucking
hell. UEFA,
no.
So European ranking.
Oh.
433rd. 219.
Oh, really?
That's not too bad.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
No point, though.
Okay, so what's the score?
5-1.
5-1.
Which is what we beat Hibs in the cup final in 2012. I hope
that's a question. Okay. Who's got the most top division wins out of Derby and Forest?
Forest.
Oh, my God. Derby.
5-1.
Jesus Christ.
It's an embarrassment.
How many times have you won the top division?
Once.
Twice.
Was that a bonus point?
Well, it would have been if you got it.
Right, so it's still 5-1, yeah.
Most league wins, Hearts or Hibs?
As in games against each other?
No, most league titles.
It's still us, anyway.
Incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hibs won the league more than us?
4-all.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's a fucking shit
question. Question, yeah. I would have given you double points if you'd known the answer, though. Okay, so then, last question of this round for double points. What is the most... Who's got the most budget sponsor? Derby or Forest?
All right, I've said Forest pretty much all the questions, so I'm going to stick with Forest.
Is this your opinion? Yeah.
No, I've got statistics on this.
Right.
You're saying Forest?
I'm going to go Forest.
That's correct. I think I've written down the sponsor, but I can't remember which club it is.
So it's 4-5-2.
Derby's is Just Eat, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and Forest...
Great sponsor.
...is Fawaz International Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Company, which is a great big multinational...
Everyone needs a fridge.
...like air conditioning thing. But when you look them up, if you put in their revenue, Just Eat make $100 million a year. This company, it boils down to one guy, apparently, who lives in Texas.
Have you been like a company's house looking at
yeah, exactly. Apparently, their thing says that it's one guy. They've got one employee who lives in Texas,
yeah.
And it makes $50,000 a year.
And is also on Dallas.
Yeah, it seems a little bit suspicious to me.
It does a touch, doesn't it? It's 5-2. I've still got a question, haven't I?
You have. Okay, so this one, this is a bit like pointless. You know,
I love pointless.
Pointless. And in that one, do you have to get the answer with the least or zero?
You have to get the least.
Zero.
The least. Zero is the what you're after.
Oh, okay.
Optimum.
So, I asked some people.
You didn't?
I did.
You're a fucking liar.
No.
Right.
I asked about 24 people to name a Scottish football team.
Right.
Okay. What was the pointless answer?
So, any pointless answer counts for me?
Yeah, well, it's Hearts or Hibs, basically. Which one was pointless?
Wow, those two.
Yeah.
I would say because of our bigger European presence, for instance, getting a draw at Anfield in the last couple of years, I would say Hibs would be the lesser known one out of the two, and if not, they should be.
Are you locking that in?
I'm locking in Hibs.
It's correct.
Of course it is.
But shall I tell you, the answers were absolutely brilliant, right? Celtic, I got 4 times, by far the most.
Yeah.
And then Rangers twice.
Yeah.
Level with them, Hearts twice, which I was quite surprised about.
Yeah.
Hibs once.
Yeah.
Right, the other answers. Someone said Ross County.
Nice.
Dundee.
Yeah.
Glasgow United.
Doesn't exist.
Question mark. Someone said, something FC. I don't know what they're called, but I know their nickname is The Rangers.
Were you at a Women's Institute meeting? To be fair, The Rangers is what they get. They had to rename themselves The Rangers after they went bankrupt. So
oh.
They might be very, very knowledgeable.
I doubt it, as they said something FC.
Yeah.
Someone said Scunthorpe.
Brilliant. It does sound Scottish.
And then my favourite by an absolute mile is someone said Patrick Official.
That's Partick Thistle. Amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. You should have worked that into the quiz. So it's 6-2. Does that carry on those scores into the next round?
It does, yes.
Thank Christ for that, because I thought I had to start again.
I'm pretty sure the last round was double points, wasn't it?
No. It may well be triple points.
Even if it was double points, I got it right as well. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. But anyway, we will resume that quiz for who gets to wear a badge on their Twitter proudly of their rivals. I'm 6-2 up. I wish it was worth doing 5-1 just for the Hearts history and that.
Yeah.
Any Hearts fans listening will appreciate that. But in part three, we will be going through one of your teams that you've tweeted us, a quick chat about the next game week, and also finishing off the rivals quiz in Fingers in the Gill. So thanks very much, and join us back in part three in a second. Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes, comedy fantasy football podcast with Ash, Craig and James for this week. Sitting in excellently, might I add. I don't even miss Tom. I don't even miss him. He can gig every blooming week for a week. But is that part of the podcast where we go through someone's team who tweets us in? And we had quite a few tweets this week, actually. But someone did just beat everyone else to it, in fairness. And we had a tweet from the Glovers, the team in our fantasy football league. They're languishing down in 119th place.
Oh, they need some help.
A Yeovil fan, which is pretty depressing right now.
Just in general.
Yeah, from Mr. Stuart Barnes. Yeah. Who, well, the famous Stuart Barnes in the West Country used to play rugby for Bath and commentate rugby. I doubt it's him. But
I would imagine it probably is.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
A rugby commentator. But yeah, so... So Stuart Barnes, he's the Glovers, that's the nickname for Yeovil, if you didn't know.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Knowledge bomb dropped.
Yeah, exactly. Play their games at Hewish Park. I grew up in that part of the world.
Oh, I was going to say, like...
I know this, but they wear Hibs colours, so I'm not a big fan of theirs. But as might I, by the end of this podcast. But so yeah, he's tweeted us in. He's in 119th place, is Mr. Barnes, Barnesbridge. And he wanted us to go through his team. So... his team at the moment, as it stands, squad-wise, including he's changed his subs round, is his goalkeepers are Howard and Manone. His defenders, he's got Dia. Is it Dia or Dia? I can never know how to pronounce it.
I think it's Dia. I always say Dia, though.
It's Dia, Lovren, Klein and Kulka are his defenders. Midfield, he's got Tadic, one of your picks from a few weeks ago, Ash. Fabregas, Nathan Dyer from Swansea, Di Maria at Man United and Charlie Adam. And then he's got Cahill in the defence as well from Chelsea. And his striking options, he's got Wilfred Bonny, Azua and Pella. So that is Mr. Barnes. Yeah. I had an IT teacher called Mr. Barnes as well. So I doubt it's him.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Ah, things just got real.
Shit got real. Mr. Barnes, you blocking bastard. You filtering bastard. But yeah, so what do we think? What do we think about that team?
Well, he's done well this week, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had a great week.
Yeah. Outperformed the average.
Yeah, maybe he just tweeted us in to gloat.
Maybe.
Think we should start, yeah, fuck this guy.
Do you reckon that's what he did?
No, I don't. Do I?
But what do we do? Let's help Barnabas. What can we do?
The Stinson.
The Barnacle. No, he's not the Stints. Stuart Barnes, the Barnacle.
Not Barney Stinson.
Oh, I thought you meant Ian Stimson. I thought you meant our friend. Barney Rubble.
Mm.
For me, what stands out is Azua. That kind of time has come and gone, has it not?
Yeah, I think so.
Azua.
Yeah, I think the ship sailed now.
Still a good player, a very good player, but you've got to try and stay on the cusp of scoring goals. And if you look at that strike force there, obviously Pella and Bonny have done very, very well. And I possibly wouldn't change them, even though there's more expensive ones, like inverted commas, better out there. And he was obviously good. The thing that's got him his points this week is Bonny getting... His brace. And Pella, obviously, you know, has been solid the whole season. But I think Azua can, for instance, he's in the same price range Azua as Berahino, isn't he? Who's been scoring a bit more regularly, and a few others. Peter Crouch scores quite highly at the moment for some reason as well. I don't quite understand that.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's done this season.
Yeah, it's weird. I thought when I first looked at this, I thought it was a Dyer of West Ham Newcastle fame he had on the pitch.
It's like, Kieran.
Yeah, it's Kieran. It's like,
that's like a Tom move.
Yeah.
Having a retired player on your bench. Well, no, it should be said, like, his bench, his squad overall, he's got some depth in it.
Yeah.
Like, on the bench, for instance, when he tweeted in the picture of his team, at that point, he had Cahill, Di Maria and Coulker on the bench.
Mm.
I think the Man U Chelsea game scared him off. But for me, you've got to commit. Don't just leave the players out. Mm. Just, like, take a punt.
Yeah, I think Dyer, I'm not sure about. He scored a couple of points really early on.
Doors, yeah.
But then he's died. Yeah. And then...
That's the first time we've killed someone this week. We normally do the first or second section.
Yeah. But then also Coulker, I had him to start with.
Yeah.
But he got dropped early doors. Adam is very questionable.
Well, that's the one for me. I don't think there's a problem with having Coulker in your squad. He's like the... I've got Andre Wisdom there. Because they will get the odd clean sheet like they did against Villa. And if you bring him in or there's an injury, he can do a job for a week. Charlie Adam, though, I'm not sure what that guy brings at all.
He did get 18 points in the last sort of three games.
Charlie Adam has?
Yeah, he got 10 and 8 in a couple of games previous.
Maybe it's just because he's overweight and shit, but he scores points.
Yeah, and they've got West Ham Tottenham coming up, so I'm not sure if it's a brilliant run of games, to be honest.
A few of the players I've got, to be honest, I've got Nathan Dyer at Swansea, and then he didn't start, and Montero did, and had a blinder, so I would be looking to get him out. But is there anything stands out that you'd change about Barney's team?
James?
For me, yes, the Ujoa. I think he escalated quite highly in price, didn't he, over the last couple of weeks? I'm just wondering if you could...
Cash out,
take the money and run.
Coming from a guy who never cashed out.
So in your case, you'd leave him till the end of the season and then cash out just after it finishes.
You never know. Yeah, he might come good next weekend.
It's difficult to tip because the obvious swap is to say, oh, get in Berahino, mate, he scored goals. But then obviously everyone's trying to jump on a certain ship.
Yeah.
So it's about trying to find the next striker who is going to score goals. You've been saying it about Benteke, for instance, for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the problem with... See, I normally, if I pick a player, I'll pick them on form. I like to watch quite a lot of football.
Yeah.
And quite often there'll be a player who you won't have seen too much, and then you'll just see him getting the ball all the time.
Yeah.
And they'll be getting into positions, and you sort of think, oh, this player's going to turn it around, and he's going to be good. Benteke's one that I was more of sort of a statistical choice. I knew he was coming back from fitness.
Yeah.
Been picked by nobody.
Yeah.
Villa don't score... So they've got to score eventually, or they're going to get relegated. So it sort of makes sense that he's going to turn it around.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen them play. I saw he had one disallowed last week. But I mean, they are terrible. So
what about Papa Cisse or Charlie Austin? Are they options?
Yeah.
Newcastle seems to be turning around form. Charlie Austin got a brace against Villa.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's a good player, Charlie Austin. He is a good player.
Yeah, it's just so difficult with any of those teams at the bottom, because sometimes you can get the cheap defenders from those teams aren't too bad because they might do it, but I'm not sure about strikers because they're so inconsistent.
But bearing in mind, he's only got kind of 6 million to spend here, really.
Depends whether you're going to do a swap a player out now, or I'm coming round to the hold your transfer for a week and then do a triple change. Use 4 points, but it's 4 points to change 3 players around. It gives you some money.
Well, looking at his team, he hasn't got, like, apart from Di Maria... He doesn't seem to have any like 10 million plus players.
No.
Fabregas for me. I transferred him out last week.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. So I wanted to put Aguero in. So I took Fabregas out. I think he's had a reasonably good time at Chelsea so far, but he hasn't set the world on fire.
No, so he's got set up with a few assists, hasn't he? But he's got Di Maria and Fabregas are kind of marquee players, so to speak. But I don't know. There's a lot spent on defenders there in terms of neither Lovren nor Kane are cheap.
And Lovren's not performing particularly well either.
I'm yet to see the merit of having a Liverpool defender in your squad at the moment. None of them have proved to be goal scoring in terms of getting. You know, you get those centre halves who'll get you 6 or 7 goals a
Baines.
Season. Yeah, Baines. Mm. You know, Ivanovic. You know, Terry maybe of a couple of years ago. Vidic a couple of years ago. But Lovren hasn't. Liverpool will concede almost every game. Apart from that whole game, it's a bit of an anomaly. They conceded in something like 16 games out of 20 or something stupid. But I don't see the benefit of a Liverpool defender at all. So he's a change I would definitely make.
Yeah, apart from he scored 7 this week. So apart from that, for 5.5 million, he's scored nothing, basically. Not an exaggeration.
No.
And but, you know, like Nathaniel Clyne has scored... So he scored 9, 5, 5, 6, 8, 1, 2, 6, 7... That's, you know, it's incredible.
Yeah, I think you need to... Well, most people have either Clyne or Bertrand in their side, me included.
Exactly, and there are more defenders like that. So, yeah, Lovren probably go.
I think Lovren's probably the standout there to go, isn't he? If you really fancy taking a punt, Ryan Taylor's not played a game of football in 2 years. He's just back from injury from Newcastle. Stick him in. He's got a wand of a left foot. You can throw him in. But, yeah, I think so. The standouts for Barney then is Lovren's got to go, and Azua, they're probably the two standouts, aren't they? That midfield looks pretty good. Adam's probably low percentage picked, and he's actually quietly scoring points. And Bonny has just come off the back of a good game. Pella seems pretty solid.
I'd get rid of Corker. They've got the games, they've got QPR got coming up. Chelsea, Man City, Newcastle, Leicester.
He's warming the bench though, isn't he?
I'd get rid of him. What's his cost? It's only 5 million, but there's better players for 5 million.
If you're listening, Barney, what have you got in the bank? Because I have a sneaking suspicion there might be some money in that bank. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, it depends how early he got the players.
Yeah.
Because if you had them early doors, you'd have a ton of money left now.
Just to clarify, not your actual bank account. Don't tweet us. Tell us what's in your bank and your 16-digit code and the CVV number. That'd be great. But yeah, so I think priority-wise, you know, Azura and Lovren, have you used your free transfer? Have you got two in 1 week? As Ash always says, that'd be perfect because you can buy one expensive, one cheap. I don't want to give him too much tips. I think he'll, with that squad and how he did last week, I think he'll be up the league in no time.
Yeah, what position did you say was it?
119th,
yeah, he's probably quite a credible threat. Yeah.
I think he joined us late.
Yeah.
So I think aim for you, Barney, is to have Tom next week. Tom's in 111th?
Yeah. So no, 110th, it's gone up a position.
It's gone up, progression. By next week, we want you overtaking Tom Barnabas. That's the tip. So get rid of Azua, bring in another cheap striker. I always like Jelovic, but he's injured. Yeah. Lovren.
Yeah, Lovren, Azua, and Kulka out, the three of them.
Yeah.
Be a pretty good tip, I reckon.
I'm still on the fence about Fabregas. I think for the money you pay for him, I just think there's better players in the
market. Who would you bring in for that money?
Well, so I brought Aguero in. So I took Fabregas out, made a couple of changes, and brought Aguero in.
Yeah. Oh, so if you could drop Fabregas, Allure, get in a cheap midfielder, those already got Tadic.
Yeah.
And that would give you enough money for Aguero.
Yeah, if he wanted an Aguero, he could do that, couldn't he?
Yeah,
just bring in another cheap midfielder.
But I think Hazard will come good. I think he'll be the key player within Chelsea's side.
Oh, really?
Maybe do that straight swap.
Yeah, although Fabregas has scored.
Yeah.
His record is incredible this year. Yeah.
But for 9.7, you kind of want something. You need 6 points every week. Like,
but yeah. Sterling's in people's teams at that price, and he hasn't in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
He's dropped off.
Yeah.
He's on my hit list.
Tired, isn't he?
He is absolutely shattered. Mm. Yeah, late bedtimes. Mm. But yeah, so that's the tips for Barney again. We didn't mock your name so much because Tom wasn't here, so I feel like that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing. A bit more respectful, you know. Tom really kind of lowers the tone a little bit.
It does,
if you want us to go through your team, and then do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll still join the mini league. Like I say, the pin number is on the Twitter or on the website, thegaffertapes.com. And tweet us whether you think we've talked shit about Barnabas' team, and you can give your own tips, or we'll go through yours. So, but let us know, Barney, what you think, mate. And if you've got any money in the bank, and what you're going to do with those changes, because we want to know, because quite frankly, it looks like we could do with your help. Tom certainly could. So that was that part. And now, it's been in the back of my head, Ash, it's time to conclude the quiz of death? I don't know. Is that what?
The quiz of doom. What was it called? Oh, fingers in the gill. Yeah, it's here.
Jagged little gill.
The time has come.
Yeah.
So what is the current score?
6-2.
Six-two.
To me.
I wasn't too impressed with your Derby knowledge.
Well, if it's another 5 questions each,
yeah,
the pressure's kind of on.
Yeah,
here,
but I've got nothing to lose here. So,
unless we're double pointsing it, yeah. I don't know.
Well, there are bonus points, and you'll be pleased to hear, James, the quiz is getting substantially harder.
Okay,
but that might give you a chance.
My potluck approach, may come under question.
The questions might get too.
I've never seen one man get so many multiple choice questions wrong. two choices in multiple choice.
Well, he's a keen gambler.
Always here for gambling tips.
Okay, so James, to you, question one: who's got the biggest capacity ground in the Championship?
He loves capacity, this guy.
Yeah.
The biggest in the Championship?
Yeah, so these are like Championship-based questions.
Okay, that's quite difficult.
I'm in trouble.
I'm going to go Fulham. I'm going to say Fulham.
Small.
Yeah, no, Sheffield Wednesday.
Really?
The nearest
1,000. Well, actually, I'll give you the nearest 5,000.
I'm going to say 38.
Oh, wow, you would have got it either way. 39.8.
Okay.
Is that a point? Yeah. He gets a point for that.
He does.
And two points.
No. Okay.
6-4.
6-3. Don't listen to him. You're the quiz master. Get control.
6-3.
I got within a third.
Get control, Kearns. Get control of this quiz.
Okay. So, I got some help with some of these questions.
Yeah.
I asked Siri for some of
the... Oh, fuck Siri. That Scottish football.
Yeah, obviously.
Muck Siri.
Fountain of knowledge.
Yeah.
So, I asked Siri a question. I'll tell you the answer. You have to tell me what the question was.
That's Jeopardy.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Jeopardy format with Siri. The question was, sent down for groping dancers.
Oh, God. It's 80% of footballers, isn't it? Sent down for groping dancers. And is mine all Scottish football related? I'm
this is about the Scottish Championship, to give you a big clue.
Sent down for groping dancers. Is it... What do the Rangers team do on a Saturday?
I asked Siri to tell me about Hearts.
What?
And apparently it was set up by a group of dancers, but obviously Siri couldn't manage it and mistranslated it to sent down for groping dancers.
This quiz is... I am already concerned by the way this quiz is going.
Okay. So, question two. What's the score?
I couldn't even get a fucking bonus point. There wasn't even a bonus point available for me on that, and it's 6-3. Well,
you'd have got quite a lot of points. Although the answer was Hearts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right.
So, what's the... okay, so question two. How many points did Leicester City win the league with last season?
Oh, 96?
Oh, no. Oh, there's no bonus point for you either. 102.
Was it 102?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was incredible. 90-something as well.
Okay.
You didn't go to Siri again,
did you? I didn't. I did go to Wikipedia, though. So, Championship football.
Okay.
The K-League Championship. Which of these has a bigger capacity? Pohang Steel Yard.
The K-League. Yeah.
Home of the Pohang Steelers.
I know the Pohang Steelers very well.
Or Suwon Sports Complex.
Which has the largest.
Home of FC Suwon.
By the way that I only know the Pohang Steelers out of the two from late night live betting on Paddy Power, I would say the Pohang Steelers have the larger capacity.
Jesus Christ, you're right.
Yeah.
Definitely a bonus point if you can tell me what it is.
Their capacity.
Yeah, to the nearest
it
one.
It is a very, eight. A very shrewd... 23,000.
Oh my god! So close! 25,000.
Ah, suck a dick, is it? Christ. Right, 7-4. 7-3.
Okay. Can you name one of the three clubs that got relegated from the Championship?
This is ridiculous. if I win this quiz, I can name one.
But clearly, James has never seen a game of football in his life.
It's just like having Tommy.
Yeah.
If I say no, is that a correct answer? Because technically that is right.
What do we know? Oh, I see, yeah.
Are you going to guess a club?
Tranmere.
No.
Yeovil, I'd have gone with Yeovil.
I'll give you a bonus point if you can name all three of them then.
Oh, I can't name all three of them. Yeovil are one.
Yeah.
It wasn't Colchester last year, that was a couple of years ago. Bristol City.
No.
Peterborough.
No.
No.
Doncaster and Barnsley.
Doncaster, of course.
Okay. I went back to Siri.
Brilliant. Yeah.
The answer was... bear in mind, this is still about Scottish Championship. The question I... what question did I ask? The answer was Robert Snodgrass, 2 goals.
It's going to be something about Livingston, I imagine. Robert Snodgrass, 2 goals. If it's a question about us, it would be about who was the... which Livingston player scored the most goals against us?
Oh.
In a game?
No, which not. It's quite close. I asked Siri who was the Scottish Championship's leading goal scorer.
I mean, that's 2 goals. No. Snodgrass plays in Norwich. No, his size changed, didn't he? No, Norwich.
Yeah, no, he plays in the Premiership now, doesn't he, I think? I think he was at Norwich.
He was at Leeds as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so Snorri isn't... Siri isn't 100% reliable.
No, definitely not. Still 7-3 though, so I'm alright.
Okay, so if you were to get a coach trip.
Brilliant.
And these are the furthest two that I could spot on the map that were in the Championship. If you got a coach trip from Middlesbrough to Bournemouth, how many miles would it set you back?
620.
518.
That's not that many.
Okay. So, similar question to you.
Okay.
how many miles, I give it to you to the nearest two.
Oh God, yeah.
Is Brescia to Bari.
Oh, fuck off. Brescia to Bari, I'd say that's probably 184.
537.
Oh,
all right. Right, okay. Tension sort of come out of this as you've been slaughtered, yeah. And he's been answering questions about the K-League.
Yeah.
But, so, I went back to Siri and asked a question. Obviously, it's quite a simple question, but Siri came back with, deciders the genitals.
Brilliant.
What was the question?
I mean, it's easy, isn't it?
Was it Derby County? Question mark.
It's a safe bet.
I just asked it what the championship was.
Yeah.
It came back with deciders.
Siri shit.
It's awful, apparently. Okay. The question, same again. I asked Siri to take the title. I asked it a question. What did I ask it? Its answer was Liverpool manager.
Who is Brendan Rodgers?
What job does Brendan from Coach Trip do?
Brilliant. He's actually an international tour guide, so let's not mock the man's doing.
Well, I wasn't. I thought Siri would just tell me the answer. I guess it got confused with Brendan Rodgers.
Brendan Sheeran is his name.
Yeah, I didn't know that part.
You can get him on Twitter, at Brendan Sheeran.
Nice. So, friend of the show, I mean.
But the point is, James has to have a Nottingham Forest badge as his avatar.
I do.
Slash picture.
And my 9 followers are going to be very disappointed.
I did. When I did the quiz, I have to be honest, I thought I'd make it a little bit harder for Craig.
Well, you wanted me to lose, quite clearly.
I didn't realise.
I mean, that much is obvious.
I think rather make it harder for Craig, you should have made it easy for me.
I didn't realise when we got to the second round. How many did you
score? He asked you to name one team. He did make it easy.
That was like last year, though.
Wow.
They weren't very memorable teams.
The answer to one of the questions about the championship was the championship.
Unbelievable. But thankfully, I don't have to have a dirty green and white Hibs badge. Sorry, Barney, I know that's Yeovil as well. On my Twitter, so that's good. Mm. But James, not only thank you for putting a Nottingham Forest badge on your Twitter, thank you for coming in. What is your Twitter, so we can all know?
It's James Gill at Bamba Hilltop.
At Bamba Hilltop, that's yes. The Twitter app, that's yep. The Twitter handle. Yep. Perfect, so get on that, tweeting some abuse. Ash, your Twitter?
Gremzilla.
At Gremzilla, mine's at Craig Hazel, and Tom's is at @Tom_Holmes, because he's one of those people who put like 2,000 at the end of an email to seem modern at the turn of millennium, isn't it? But and most importantly, follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. Let us know your team for the next game week, what changes you've made. Tweet us pictures of your team, if you've got some balls, as Tom would say, and let us know how you're getting on and where you are in the league. But for this week, that's about everything, isn't it?
Well, first of all, before we go, congratulations on winning the competition.
Thank you.
I am well impressed.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, that's good.
I did well. It was the Hearts Knowledge Early Doors that saved me. But yeah, so listen to the podcast. Give us a tweet once you have at the Gaffer Tapes. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye. It's impossible to see if you're the rest behind 50,000 people.
George Weir did it, didn't he? Really famously once on the halfway line. We went to go like, right. And went like, rah! And the guy was like, oh, what? And he ran off and scored.
I do it. I used to do it as a kid playing football all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout at people as they were shooting. Mainly because they ran past me very easily. I was like the Gary Neville of school football. I just talked constantly. But shit. It was like a shit Gary Neville.
Well, I don't see how it's any different then.
That was a shit Gary Neville. Oh, that's Phil Neville. In fairness, that's who I was.